This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. I'm excited today to be joined by Dwayne Reynolds. Dwayne's going to talk to us about health inclusion efforts and health equity efforts. He was with the AHA for some period of time. He now has his own firm, and I'm thrilled to talk to Dwayne today about health equity and inclusion. Dwayne, can you take a moment and introduce yourself? And then maybe after that, talk to us a little bit about the state of health equity currently and what your thoughts are.
Absolutely. I'd like to start by thanking you for having me on your show today, Scott. It's a really great honor to be with you. So my name is Dwayne Reynolds, and I'm the founder and CEO of Just Health Collective. I'm a 20-year healthcare veteran with an MHA degree from The Ohio State University. And right now I'm pursuing my life's passion of accelerating health equity and belonging in health and healthcare. I really believe it's our collective responsibility to create a world in which everyone can flourish and to improve the health and well-being of all people based on their needs.
And tell us a little bit. And we're very thankful for you joining us today, quite frankly. We appreciate it greatly. Tell us a little bit about the current status of health equity and inclusion.
Sure. I'll start off by reframing the topic more broadly to the concept of belonging in health and healthcare. So conceptually, this language evolves our current framework to a more holistic rubric. Belonging is the intersection of health equity, diversity, and inclusion. And so belonging is about building a just healthcare system that is fair, impartial, and representative of its community, that is really giving employees a sense of inclusiveness, consumers a sense of trust, and everyone the opportunity to achieve good health. With so much of healthcare being designed without a diverse and inclusive viewpoint, many opportunities have continued to remain unrealized. And so we're seeing this play out in real time with the disproportionate impact of COVID-19 on vulnerable communities. I'm really committed to changing our healthcare system by creating a space in which healthcare leaders recognize the relationship between health equity and value. Value being outcomes plus experience over cost. And I want to challenge each of us to really own our roles in deconstructing a system which has really perpetuated injustice and led to inequities.
And talk to us further about how the recession and COVID-19 will further exacerbate challenges in health equity. Can you take a moment on that?
Yes. So what we're seeing is that the impact of COVID-19 on our most vulnerable communities, including Black Americans, Latinos, Indigenous people, older Americans, particularly those who are in nursing homes. And data from the states and cities reporting race and ethnicity are really showing that Black Americans are particularly vulnerable to the consequences of the COVID-19 pandemic because of several manifestations of things like structural racism, lack of access to testing, higher chronic disease burden, and racial bias that has existed in healthcare institutions. So Black and Indigenous Americans have relatively high chronic disease burdens and known disparities, specifically in diabetes, asthma, heart disease, and hypertension. And so they're at a higher risk for developing serious complications from the coronavirus. According to a recent study by McKinsey & Company, Black Americans are also overrepresented in 9 of the 10 lowest paid high contact essential services, which elevates their risk of contracting the virus. The McKinsey analysis is showing that Black Americans are almost twice as likely to live in counties at the highest risk of health and economic disruption. As a result, Black Americans will experience a disproportionate share of morbidity and mortality, unemployment, and bankruptcy.
And what can be done? And I know you spend all your time in this area. What can be done to make improvements here? How can, is it at the system level? Is it at the federal level? Is it the state level? Is it at every level? But what can be done to help make improvements on health equity?
I really think it is multifactorial, to your point. And the future of this is really about diversity and inclusion and belonging. So first, we've got to understand that our ability to achieve diversity and inclusion is predicated on incorporating an equity lens in our work, and again, deconstructing systems which have perpetuated injustice and led to these inequities. So these concepts are really interrelated and require an aligned vision and strategy that utilizes a belonging lens across all departments and functions within hospitals and health systems. But even more importantly, we have to move upstream and think about how we solve the social determinants of health. And that is both from a policy perspective, an economic perspective, an educational perspective, and a health and healthcare perspective. So it really takes more than just hospitals and health systems. It's really about the ecosystem of organizations in the community, philanthropic organizations, corporate organizations, really all coming together and aligning efforts to make change.
And what's your sense of whether through a difficult time, I mean, there seems to be more attention paid to health equity than ever before, while results are still quite challenging. As the country faces a challenging time, is it your expectation that there will be a doubling down on trying to improve these things, or like in some crisis situations, these things become less of a priority as a country? Do you have a sense of where this plays out? We know how it should play out. It should play out with more attention placed on health equity issues. What's your sense of where this goes, Duane?
Well, you know, I really hope that we don't lose sight of what has been seen. Now we understand really at a more national level, and the public is beginning to understand how these systems have really led us to a place where inequities can happen. And so it's really critical that we don't lose this momentum now that we have seen at a more national level what the impact can be. Disparities have been around for quite some time, really, quite frankly, hundreds of years. And now, though, we have an opportunity as we think about transforming the healthcare system to go back and really have an equity lens as we look at what that means for the future of healthcare. Because if we're talking about truly taking care of patient populations and continuing to move towards value-based care, we have to understand that health equity is really an exponent to the value equation, meaning if we focus on outcomes and experience and cost, we can go a level deeper by understanding subpopulations and groups that are driving some of the disproportionate impact that we see in outcomes, experience, and costs.
Thank you. And Duane, you've been in this area of health equity and diversity and trying to improve things for a long time. Tell us just a little bit more about your background and where people can learn more about you.
Thanks. So I have a pretty diverse professional career, which has led me to where I am today. So prior to starting Just Health Collective, I was the president and CEO of the American Hospital Association's Institute for Diversity and Health Equity. And this was after a 17-year career that included healthcare consulting at the advisory board company and operational leadership positions at Johns Hopkins Medicine, Emory Healthcare, and Ohio Health. And Just Health Collective is really meant to guide organizations in creating cultures of belonging, enabling a fair and just opportunity for everyone to achieve optimal health. Our services include consulting, learning collaboratives, and a digital engagement community called the Just Health Collective Village. The JHC Village, for short, it really is meant to bring together cross-industry professionals committed to sharing best practices, lessons learned, and innovative approaches to advancing belonging in health and healthcare. So I invite any of your listeners to check out our website at www.justhealthcollective.com to join the JHC Village and to find out more about how we can be of service to organizations.
Well, Duane, what you do is so important. We appreciate your time with us today. We'll try and get this podcast out relatively quickly. We appreciate your time so much. Thank you, sir.
Absolutely. Thank you, Scott. Take care.